Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your neat parent host, Zakaria. Inshallah, you're well. I'd like to talk about five things a Muslim parent needs for their stroller. The first thing is a bike lock. It might not seem intuitive, however, a bike lock will come in handy in a variety of places, like if you're at an amusement park or you're at a very busy place where you can't bring your stroller in, and or there are several other strollers there and you don't want yours to get stolen or mixed up with someone else, accidentally stolen, or maybe actually not accidentally stolen, but a bike lock would come in handy where you could secure your stroller to something like a pole or maybe like the fence or something. Another way in which a stroller hack for a Muslim parent could be beneficial is to have some weights, either DIY weights, or if you find some ankle weights that you happen to have in your home gym, or if you happen to find somewhere, or you can make your own DIY weights to put onto the stroller, because once again, once you leave the stroller unattended sometime, or once you take the child out of the stroller, sometimes the stroller will fall, and ankle weights or some sort of DIY weight, whether you put some rice or some sand or some water bottles, just attach water bottles to the stroller, mostly the front two wheels and or all four, depending on the type of stroller you have, all four or three. That is a way in which your stroller can be secure when you lift up the bags or lift up the child or lift up anything without having it fall over, because we all know that that happens and might happen again. Another stroller tip or hack for Muslim parents that will come in handy is reflective tape. Sometimes you might go out for evening walks or exercise, or you just might be in a not so well lit area. Reflective tape will come in handy. You can attach them to anywhere of the actual stroller, and people will be able to see you and your stroller, your child or children in the stroller. So reflective tape is another handy hack for Muslim parents, inshallah. Another handy tip for Muslim parents for their strollers is to have shower caps. Yes, shower caps for the strollers. Not the thin, flimsy ones, but the durable ones. And inshallah, you won't have to buy that many. You can get the thick or thicker or thickest that you can find of the shower caps, not the flimsy ones, for the wheels of your stroller. Those wheels, if the baby or child is sleeping, sometimes you don't want to take that kid out of the stroller, but then you want to walk into the masjid, or you want to walk into your relative's house that's a shoe-free house. So this is a clean way in which you can either keep the child who is sleeping and or is still in the stroller, even if they're not asleep, sometimes they're comfortable, and have a way to enter in a clean way to enter into the masjid or to enter into someone's house where they have shoe free, and just also not to be able to track in dirt and or any filth, najis that the stroller wheels may have. So shower caps are a handy tip to have in the stroller and or in your bag somewhere with you, and just designate them as the stroller wheel covers, inshallah. And the last tip I have for today, inshallah, is the numbering of how to work and open and close the stroller. Depending on who handles the stroller the most, sometimes the person who now has to take over the stroller, whether it be the grandparent or the other parent or sibling or cousin or the nanny, it just sometimes is confusing. How do you open this stroller? So having some number stickers to just provide an instructional sequence of events or actions that need to happen in order to open the stroller safely and or close it safely is really, really handy to have. And number stickers, you can find that anywhere. If you want to print them out yourself, or if you want to just buy them at like the local Dollar Tree or Target or something, Dollar Spot. Inshallah, those will be helpful to, those number stickers will be helpful to the person who is finagling and managing and handling the stroller with your amana in it, and or to yourself. Sometimes it's just, I forgot, this is a new stroller, this is a new kid, or this is a different stroller, or I can't remember, how do you open this thing, or how do you close it, and in a compact, easy way without breaking it. Inshallah, this was beneficial information as a Muslim parent and for our amana. Inshallah, you will find more hacks and tips and tricks to make this parenting journey a lot easier. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow this parenting journey, this blessed parenting journey, to be easier for all of us. Ameen. Until the next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.